Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz on the air in the bullpen here and joining me on over our video chat. You'll be seeing on our website, 95.1thebull.com, later this morning. I have author and Northeast Iowa native as well, Benny Brandt Pasek. Betty, thanks for joining me this morning.
Oh, good morning, Rob. Thanks for letting me spend a few moments with you. This is going to be fun.
Absolutely. Well, first off, Betty, tell us about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Fairbank, Iowa, which is a bedroom community for most people work in Waterloo or in Owine. So just to give you some logistics of where the town is, most people aren't aware of the fact that Fairbank once had a man living there who claimed to be Al Capone's bookkeeper. My family moved into this town when I was about 9, and one of the first things I remember hearing from my new neighbors was that the town had a gangster. This kind of lays the groundwork for how I came to write a gangster series. My first book was Gangster in Our Midst, that I wrote in 2017, and it tells about this gangster that lived in this town. So it's a true story, but full of lots of facts and a little fiction about this community that I grew up in.
Fantastic. And I suppose in recent times, especially, a lot of people getting interested in not only true crime, but also the gangster genre, whether it be in books, movies, or other types of media as well. So this is fantastic that you're focusing on these kinds of topics here. First off, before we talk about the new book here, let's talk about what exactly is a historical novel.
Well, a historical novel is exactly that. It marries a true story, typically, with because it's historical, you don't know exactly how things played out. But you take a basic true story and then you tell that story. And many times you have to make up characters or change characters in a way that allows you to tell the contextual story. For example, in The Black Bag of Dr. Wiltsy, I use his real name, but many of the characters around him are fictional. So just to be able to tell that story.
And how can one determine what's fact versus fiction within the historical novel?
Well, I think I've gotten pretty good at reading novels and identifying what's fact from fiction. Usually in a historical novel, if a specific timetable is mentioned or a specific event is mentioned, I kind of take that verbatim, that this actually happened then. But the characters, I know from writing these books that you have to play with their characters, and you have to figure out who they were in your head. So if they have red hair, or if what their clothing is, or how they walk, all of these aspects are surely a reader should always look at as fictional.
Speaking with Betty Brandt Pasek, author of this new book here, The Black Bag of Dr. Wiltsy, here on 95.1 The Bull. Let's talk about it. This launched November last year, and Murder on the Prairie. Now, what were the inspirations for writing, especially Black Bag of Dr. Wiltsy?
Well, the Black Bag of Dr. Wiltsy, Murder on the Prairie, the incentive came from another piece of research that I dug up when I was writing my first gangster book. And I discovered that in Fairbank, on Main Street, on the site where the Fairbank Library now sits, used to be what was called Hotel Wiltsy. And it was built in 1877. And I thought it was sweet that the man and his wife who built the hotel, well, his father was also a physician. So I was intrigued by a father-son physicians, and I wondered if there was more behind that story. So I kept digging. I found out that the Wiltse family had immigrated from Ontario, Canada in the 1850s. And they first settled in Colesburg, and then eventually he settled in the Strawberry Point area, where he set up his medical practice. And then I found another piece that incentivized me to actually write this story, and it was about a hideous murder that took place, and Dr. Wiltse would have been smack dab in the middle of it. So that's really the essence of what I tell in this book. And then, of course, in 1861, the American Civil War breaks out. And so Dr. Wiltse tells the saga of war through the lens of a pioneer physician. And I tracked many Iowa soldiers through the Civil War and tell their story in this book. So it's quite a historical piece, which is really relevant as Iowa celebrates 175 years of statehood this year. So if you're looking for a good historical read that takes you back to the pioneering days of Iowa, this is a very good book for that cause. And both my books, The Black Bag of Dr. Wiltse and Gangster in Our Midst, are standalone books, which means you don't have to read them in any particular order. Each has totally different characters, and each tells a different aspect of the story.
So it's just like, you know, it's not like an Agatha Christie thing where you have to keep reading those next Poirot books.
Nope.
There you go. Betty Brandt Pasek joining us here this morning, author of the new book, A Black Bag of Dr. Wiltse, here on the Morning Roundup 95.1 The Bull. You've talked about researching from soldier stories. Any other sources that you've researched about the mid-1850s that was a huge benefit to the novel?
You know, the biggest surprise to me for this novel was finding out how much doctors were prescribing opium back in the day. If a woman came to her physician and said she was feeling particularly moody and not really able to get past the loss of a stillborn child or you know, some other calamity that had happened, or she had a sore toe that didn't want to seem to heal. Opium, the name back then was Landanum, was prescribed. And so many, it wasn't unusual to find the women on the prairie addicted to opium. And then, of course, when the Civil War happens, I was really shocked that how much opium was handed out in pill form and tinctures and a variety of ways to soldiers coming off of the battlefield for treatment of their whatever was going on, an injury or a shock or whatever. But that was really the beginning of America's opium addiction.
Amazing.
So that was the big surprise in doing the research for this book.
Betty Brandt Pasek joining us this morning here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. Once again, the new book, The Black Bag of Dr. Wiltse, Murder on the Prairie, your latest book in your gangster series, as well as Gangster in Our Midst, Bookkeeper. This new book, you launched it. Where did you launch the novel?
Well, because the book, Dr. Wiltse initially settled, began his medical practice in Strawberry Point, I launched this novel at the Strawberry Point Public Library, hosted by the Wilder Museum in Strawberry Point, in October of 2021. So I'm very grateful for these people and their support of this book and keeping this story alive in the Strawberry Point area.
What a great way to kick things off. And of course, you've got the Northeast Iowa Book Tour that is ongoing right now. As of this week, you've got a couple of dates. Well, there's more than that. I think we mentioned three, but there's a fourth I just saw here. This Friday, you will be in Decorah. Is that right?
That's right.
see 10 to 2 book signing there. Will you have both books available for purchase there?
I sure will. Yes, I will. I'm looking forward to making lots of new friends in that area. I've not been in the Decorah area before. So everybody come out and say hello and let's meet.
Another date to keep in mind later that afternoon, 3:30 to 4:30, Fort Atkinson Community Center. You'll be there as well.
Yes, I will. If you really want to hear this, a longer version of this story, come to one of these events. I think you'll really be surprised about the history of this part of Iowa.
Other dates to mention as well, this coming Sunday, 1 to 5 at the Sumner Sesquicentennial in Sumner at the Old Junior High School. And, of course, right here in New Hampton next Tuesday. What time will you be there at the public library?
I'll be there at 2 o'clock at the New Hampton Public Library. And again, it's the first time. Well, it's not the first time I've been at this library, but it's been a while. The pandemic has slowed down lots of things. So I'm looking forward to people coming out and probably meeting some old friends and making some new ones as well.
And of course, our friend there, Director Carrie Becker, highly recommended that we speak with you about not only the book, but also talking about you here in Northeast Iowa, being quite a prolific author and a motivational speaker. You do some of those as well?
I do. Primarily as a motivational speaker, I promote people writing their own life stories, and I like to teach about an easy way to how to do that. So if anyone is interested in doing that, it doesn't have to be a really cumbersome task to write your life story, but that's what those workshops are about.
Speaking with Betty Brandt Pasek here on 95.1 The Bull, your new book there, The Black Bag of Dr. Wiltsy, and more information, if those who would like this book, what other works of yours would you recommend?
Well, many libraries in Northeast Iowa have the first book that I wrote, and it's a memoir, and it's my memoir, my family's memoir, called We Are Eight, and it's in many of the libraries in Northeast Iowa. And if you want to know more about my upbringing in Fairbank, Iowa, it's all there. All my good news and my bad news, my joys, my sadness, is in that book. So I've really written three books now about Northeast Iowa, and each of them tell a different piece of the story. So I would recommend, it's a 400-page memoir, so I don't really recommend anyone going to that extent of writing your life story, but it took me 5 years to write that book, so it's pretty comprehensive. And knowing me, it's historically relevant as well, because I had to know and write about many of the historic pieces that were happening in our lives during those times to fully tell the story. But I think you'd really enjoy it if you read that book as well.
More information, Betty, how can we learn more about you?
Well, you can go to my website, www.bettybrantpasek.com. All of my books are, the two novels are available through contact your local library if you want help getting it, or find an independent bookstore, and those can be found at a website called www.indiebound.org, or of course on Amazon is a popular choice by many people. The book sells for $16.95 plus tax, so it's priced right, and I think you really enjoy the book. And most of all, when you do finish reading it, go to Amazon or Goodreads or one of your favorite websites and leave a comment so that I know what you thought of the book, because authors are always interested in knowing what you think of the books we put out.
I'm sure that if we can make it to the top of the New York Times bestsellers list, that would definitely be a highlight.
That definitely would. That definitely would, yes.
Very good. Very good. Well, Betty, best of luck with all the appearances coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Sounds like it's a fantastic opportunity to check out your new book there. Again, The Black Bag of Dr. Wiltsy, Murder on the Prairie. Betty Brandt Pasek, our author, joining us this morning here on the Morning Roundup. Thank you very much for sharing with us your new book and insight, and we look forward to more ahead.
Oh, thanks for the invitation and for the opportunity to join you this morning. It was great fun, and I appreciate it. Thanks, Rob.